Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir. Amen, amen. We just want to thank the Lord for another day that we have had an opportunity to come on KX Radio Show and fellowship as fellow believers in God's Word. And I want to open with prayer. Open with prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to have breath in our bodies. Another opportunity, Lord, to walk and carry out the mission that you have given us. We just thank you, Lord, for your love and your grace. We thank you, Lord, for your direction and your tender care for us, even during some of the troubles and storms in our life, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings that you give us, Lord, whether it's the blessing of a life or in terms of a newborn or a blessing for jobs, whatever case may be. We just want to thank you, Father, Lord. We want to thank you, Father, for Dr. Hunter's new grandson that you are blessing with. And we just pray, Father, that you continue to cover him and that family, your grace, continue to protect them and that hedge of protection. And we just thank you, Father, that you continue to love us and continue to grow us closer to you and reveal your love and your care for us through our daily walk with you. Amen. Yes, we just pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So we just want to rejoice today and just thank God for just another day, not only that he has given life, but that every day we get to get up and look at our spouses and look at our children and see that even though there may be conflict from time to time or indifference from time to time, we get to see each other every day here in this earth. And we just thank you, Lord, for that. I want to say grace and peace to our listeners from God, our Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to open this evening with Scripture, as always. We're going to open with Philippians chapter 2. Verses 5 through 8, Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. And it says, verse 5, in your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So,
amen.
We as believers, and even those that are non-believers, think when we see the cross, we see the cross everywhere. You know, in spite of the fallen world we live in spite of the increase in wickedness in high places that we experience today, we still see the cross everywhere. And whether you're a believer or non-believer, it does represent something to you. It's something to you. For those of us, the believers, it's a reminder of what Jesus has done on the cross, you know. So, you know, we'll see people wearing crosses on the, you know, chains around their neck, so there'll be crosses in the house, so there's a cross on the church. It's a symbol and a reminder of the price, for us, the price that Christ paid. And for those that are non-believers, a lot of times, even when you talk to them, they know that represents Jesus Christ, who we serve, that represents his death. And so whether you're a believer or non-believer, it is widely recognized in this world that it represents crucifixion of our Lord and Savior, who went to the cross and died for our sins so that we may have reconciliation to our Father in heaven. Now, there are others that also died on the cross that's well documented in history. You know, if you just go to some of the apostles, you had several of the apostles as they were spreading the gospel that were also crucified on the cross. Apostle Peter was one that is widely known that he requested that he be crucified upside down on that cross because he felt like he was not worthy to be crucified the same way as his Lord. And so they also went to the cross and was crucified. But we all remember that it's for very different reasons. They went in Jesus' name doing his works to the cross versus Jesus went for his Father so that we may be saved. And so there's a big difference between why they went to the cross to further the kingdom. He went to the cross so that we may have life. And he did this sacrifice because the Father in heaven loved us, and he loved the Father. And so there's so many different things, especially as believers, that we, you know, we hear words from our pastors and the men and women of God that's laboring in the kingdom. We have our own personal relationship with God, and we have trials and tribulations in our lives, and that we have victories and successes in our life. We have all these different things, and we have all these different things that we experience. But I think also what we need to, as a believer needs to be, we need to constantly be reminded, I believe. We need to have reminders out there that of what Jesus did for us, what he did for us. I mean, a lot of times, yes, you ask a believer, what did Jesus do for me? Well, he died on the cross of my sin. But sometimes we need to walk through that. Like, for example, I remember when the movie The Passion came out, and a lot of believers went out to see that. And, you know, it's interesting to read the persecution and the beatings and the slappings and, you know, all the things that he went through, because, you know, there was a lot that went on before he actually got up on the cross, okay? And so people saw that graphically, and whether or not it could be debated whether that was his act, because it was or not, it cannot be disputed that he suffered much for us. And to see that in the movie, it really brings forth an awareness and a conviction, and it brings forth a certain state of mind, at least for a period of time, in some believers' lives, that, man, my Lord did all this for me, and maybe I need to kind of get myself right or really stop striving with the Lord, or maybe I need to get, you know, whatever. It can tend to bring forth a renewed sense of commitment in our lives sometimes. Well, I think that just by reading the Word sometimes, we need to kind of go through his last few steps before he got actually up on the cross and see the things he experienced. That as a reminder to us that as we're laboring, you know, we're doing all these different things and we're saved, but just as a reminder of this is what he did and he went through for us on the cross. And also, in his last few steps and things he went through, what can we learn from him about handling persecution and also dealing with the assault of the devil? And so we're going to talk just a little bit about that this evening. So we're going to hang into three areas. I'll talk about three areas. Him being betrayed, him being denied, and lastly, him being reviled and mocked. So these are some of the things that went on before they ever even nailed him down to the cross. So let's go to the book of John, chapter 18, and we're going to read from verses 1 through 6. The book of John, chapter 18, verses 1 through 6. And it reads, when he had finished praying, Jesus left with his disciples and crossed the Kidron Valley. On the other side, there was a garden, and he and his disciples went into it. Now Judas, who betrayed him, knew the place because Jesus had often met there with his disciples. So Judas came to the garden, guiding a detachment of soldiers and some officials from the chief priests and the Pharisees. They were carrying torches, lanterns, and weapons. Jesus, knowing all that was going to happen, went out and asked them, who is it you want? Jesus of Nazareth, they replied. I am he, Jesus said. And Judas the traitor was standing there with him. When Jesus said, I am he, they drew back and fell to the ground. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We see here that the prophets of old and Jesus spoke of his betrayal several times with his disciples, and now it is happening. It is the scriptures are being fulfilled that the betrayer, that being Judas, is leading the detachment to fulfill the betrayal that is getting ready to reveal himself. And so, you know, Jesus, we have to remember, Jesus was betrayed by one of his own disciples betrayed him. But one of the things that, again, you know, we see him being betrayed, and sometimes in our own lives we're going to find that we have to be careful about the people. As we start trying to walk further in the kingdom and doing more things for the Lord that he's leading us, we also have to be careful the company we keep, because sometimes everyone that is around us, just like Jesus, is not out for kingdom works and is not out for our own good. And so we have to be careful about that. But when those things do happen sometimes, and one thing we notice is that when they came looking for Jesus, he didn't show any fear. And a lot of it has to do because he already knew it was going to happen. But Jesus was intent on carrying out his Father's will. And he showed no fear. He had peace in the situation because he knew the purpose and everything that he was, why he was there and what was going to happen. But he, most importantly, he knew his purpose. He knew exactly what he was supposed to do. And so he had that peace. And so he didn't show any fear. He actually stepped out from where he was and told them, I am Jesus, I am he that you're looking for. All I know what was getting ready to happen. So that's something we need to remember a lot of times, that even when things are getting ready to go on around us or whatnot, we don't have anything to fear because we understand that God has put us in a certain position for a purpose, even if that position he's put us in can be a little uncomfortable for us. Another thing we want to notice is that the method of attack that the enemy used in the situation. You know, the Bible says here that Judas came with a detachment. So he came with an entourage, okay? He came with an entourage, and they had weapons and torches and all sorts of stuff. You know, all these people just to arrest one man, okay? And even in the midst of seeing all of this go on and seeing what's happened around them, Jesus stepped out. And they asked him, yes, who is you looking for? And they said, Jesus, and that's, he said, I am he. So even with seeing the attack right in front of him, he kept his mind on the heavenly mission that God had for him to stay in that position. He didn't, in other words, I think about myself in this situation sometimes, and I wonder whether I would, you know, hit the trees and be gone with something like that going on. Sometimes you wonder if you have the courage to stand there, but he knew exactly what he was there to do. And it was more important for him to do God's will, his Father's will, than to do his own. And so, again, you know, when Judas and them came with these weapons and stuff like that, when the devil attacks us, he is going to attack us with the weapons of this world. You know, so we can get split. There's going to always be these weapons of this world that he's going to attack us with. But notice how Jesus counted. He counted. He never used weapons of this world to fight against the things that the devil was doing. Never did. He always used the word, which is himself. He always just spoke the truth. So even right in front of them, they got, you know, knives and swords and torches and handcuffs, stuff like that. He just spoke. And even in the Gospels, when one of his disciples struck one of the servant's ears off, Jesus told him, said, look, that's not how we're going to do that. That's not how we're going to do it. He just spoke the word. In other words, we talked about earlier that Jesus had a heavenly mind approach. He understood how to deal with those situations, even though all while knowing that the persecution wasn't going to stop there just because he spoke the truth, but it was going to continue. But his intention was to glorify God. And when it's our intention, and whether it's in persecution or difficulty, is to glorify God, we're going to use weapons that are not of this world. Again, Jesus is not going, he spoke the truth, he spoke the word. He said, I am he. Is what he did. You know, in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 through 5, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5, it says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought into obedience of Christ. So the weapons of the weapons we use are not of this world. The weapons we use are, and our weapons are similar to what Jesus used. It's the truth. We speak the truth. You know, even when Jesus was, when the Bible says that after a period of time, the Spirit led him, after he was baptized by John the Baptist, and the Spirit led him into the desert. And we did this lesson last fall. And he, after he had been fasting and going through all that for a long period of time, the devil came to tempt him at the very end of all that. And Jesus didn't, you know, get an attitude or break out a knife or punch the devil in the face. He didn't do any of those different things. He simply spoke the word, which was himself. And if you notice, right here, he's speaking the word, the truth, and standing right where God intended for him to be. And so because he understood his weapons are not of this world and our weapons are not of this world. And the question we have to ask ourselves is when we are deciding on whether or how we're going to respond to an oncoming persecution or a storm we know is coming, the question we have to ask ourselves, who do we want to be glorified in the situation? If we want God to be glorified, then we understand that our weapons are not of this world, and we approach those things from a spiritual matter, and we speak the truth. We allow the Holy Spirit to operate through us and let the truth be known. And so, again, during persecution, we wage war with the truth, which is his word, which is not of this world. Amen. And we're going to continue. So he's been betrayed, but we saw what we can learn from him, how Jesus dealt with that situation. Again, if we keep going in John chapter 18, we're going to keep on and stay in 18, and we're going to move down to verses 17 through 18. And here is Jesus is being denied by Peter, where Peter is asked about whether he was with Jesus or not. Verse 17, it says, one of them approaching, it says, the girl, she says, you are not one of this man's disciples too, are you? She asked Peter. He replied and said, I am not. And verse 18 said, it was cold, and the servant and the fisher stood around the fire that they may keep warm. Peter was also standing with him, warming himself. So this place in the Bible, you know, Jesus has been carted off, and he's getting ready to go into his initial trial period with the Pharisees and whatnot, and Peter followed along with a group of people. And so at this point, they start to recognize who he was and start to ask him, are you with him? And Peter's like, no, you know, Peter's not, he's freaked out. No, I'm not with him. And so we see also Jesus, he's betrayed, but he also, again, was being denied by not only one of his very own, but one of the closest disciples to him, being Peter. And, what's the part about this is that, you know, if you recall, Peter also, you know, he declared at one point that he was going to go to his death for the Lord. But the Lord told him, oh, you know, before the rooster crows, you're going to deny me a couple times. And this is actually what's happened. So Jesus endured being denied by one of his closest friends and one of the ones that was very influential and impacted us greatly because he was a big part of the first church and why the reason why we have all the letters and epistles after the Gospels. And so Jesus endured being denied. And so a lot of times, you know, we tend to look at Peter at times, you know, man, you know, he says he's going to be with the Lord and then you denied him. And you can kind of understand him, but then there are sometimes we can kind of look at him critically and say, man, you know, after all the Lord had done, you know, you should have been willing, you know, to just go down with him and whatnot, because that's what you said you were going to do. But I say that we shouldn't be too quick to criticize Peter. Because, see, even today, and I'm talking to believers, even today, there are things we do and say where we do the same thing Peter did that day when we deny Jesus. There are things we do and say or not do and say where we put ourselves in the same situation. In other words, you know, what are some ways? We do that. We deny Jesus when we would rather blend into society than stand out and let our light shine so Jesus can be glorified. We do it when ungodliness is surrounding us in our personal life, but we won't stand for Jesus because it's inconvenient and we don't want to stand out. We do it when we fail to love one another as Jesus loves us, thus showing ourselves as sons and daughters of God. You know, we deny him when we don't represent him appropriately. We do it anytime we have an opportunity to show that we're with Jesus and we remain silent or we don't do anything. You see, there are times when we're in the same position that Peter's in. Right now, in this place, in this time and era that we're in right now. You see, God calls us to show that not only that we don't just say within our hearts that we believe in Jesus Christ, but But everywhere we go, we show that that's who we with. That's who we with. You know, we have lots of folks, you know, I remember one time as I was in my, you know, especially my 100 days of being saved, and God asked me a question. He said, does anybody at your job even know that you're saved? Does anybody even know? Now, I'm not suggesting we go and put up a podium and start preaching the gospel at the job per se, but does anybody know, not only by your actions, but what you say? And so the question becomes, what does, you know, give a practical example, what does being with me? What's being with me? I mean, I know sometimes people have T-shirts, funny T-shirts, when they're with their spouse and a little arrow pointing out with him, you know. But being with me, the best example I can give is, again, going back to sports, it's like football. You know, when people want you to know what team they get, they got the jerseys on with the numbers, and they got, you know, especially playoff football, they got markings on the side of their face, and, you know, they screaming and hollering every time some of the players come out. They have no issue showing everybody in the whole world, this is who I'm with, this is who I'm for. And when we are following Jesus and whatnot, it needs to be, as we go along, we should not be ashamed to let people know I'm standing for Christ, even when it's uncomfortable, even when there's a detachment of wickedness that's coming to constrain us, even when we could be put in the same position that Jesus is in, we are to stand and show I'm with him, even if it causes divisions with people that we love and people that we put, that's supposed to be the closest with. And so we need to remember that sometimes we're in the same position sometimes with Peter. And even in the future, there are going to come times where we're going to be in that position, where we're going to be, we're either going to stand or we're going to not do anything. And we need to remember, just because we don't say nothing doesn't mean we're not denying, because by our silence, we can deny Jesus Christ. By our silence, we can deny him. So we need to remember that there's more and multiple ways to deny Jesus, just as Peter did. You know, and again, God calls us to acknowledge him before men. And it's not just what we say, but it's what we do, and it's how we behave, and it's how we love each other. Matthew chapter 10, verse 32 through 33 says, whoever acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before the Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven. You see, one of the things that I think every believer should look forward to is we all look forward to being with Jesus. And one of the things we also should look forward to is that when we stand before him, he will turn and acknowledge us before the Father. That this is my servant, Dr. Willie Hunter. This is my servant, Jason Bright. This is my servant. Because
amen.
No matter what it took, just like him, we decided, just like Jesus did in the garden, that your will be done, not my will be done. And that we will drink of whatever cup, whatever God has ordained us to do before the day we was born, that we're willing to take it as far as we have to until our time is over. And that should be our desire. That should be our desire. Because we say we love Jesus, we say we're Christians, but that means that to be Christian means to be Christ-like. It means to want to be like him, to do as he is done, to be as he is, to believe what he believes in, and be willing to sacrifice ourselves for him. And so we just need to remember that Jesus was being denied and he was being betrayed, but in the same token, we need to also remember that those are some of the things that we will also experience. But we need to read these things, you know, pretty regularly, because it's not just reading to see what he's done for us, but it's also allowing the Holy Spirit to remind us of the ways that he handled the various levels and forms of persecution. And lastly, Jesus, we're going to keep going down to verses 19 to 24. We're going to stay in John 18, and I'm going to read verses 19 through 24. And this is where Jesus is standing before the Pharisees, and he's standing, and they are questioning him, and he's been mocked, reviled, and beaten. Verse 19, it says, meanwhile, the high priest questioned Jesus about his disciples and his teaching. Jesus says, he responds, says, I have spoken openly to the world. Jesus replied, I have always taught in the synagogues or at the temple where all the Jews come together, and I said nothing in secret. Amen. Why question me? Ask those who heard me. Surely they know what I've said. When Jesus says this, one of the officials slapped him in the face. Is this the way you answer the high priest's demand? If I have said something wrong, Jesus replied, testify as to what is wrong. But if I spoke truth, why did you strike me? The Ananias sent him bound to Sapphias, the high priest. Now you notice, Jesus said in verse 23, he says, but if I spoke truth, why did you strike me? And one thing I noticed about this sequence is the interrogation ended at that point. Because they had nothing else they could say. They had nothing else that they could do. He was done. I mean, there was nothing else for them to say. And again, when we speak the truth, when we allow the Holy Spirit to give us, you know, the Bible tells us, you know, those times where we have to stand before governors and stand before authorities and stuff and testify about Jesus, that the Bible tells us that he tells us not to think, try to plan before him what we're going to say, but merely be in that position and the Holy Spirit will tell us what to say and what the Holy Spirit has is gives us to say that the people that listen will not be able to contradict. They'll not be able to contradict because there's nothing they can say. Nothing they can say. And we see Jesus in the midst of, now he's been, you know, one thing, he was arrested, and then he's been denied, but now he's been physically beaten and persecuted in front of a bunch of people and whatnot, but he stayed the same posture. He spoke the truth. He spoke the truth. And through him speaking the truth, God was glorified. And that's just something that we can learn from. So to summarize, we need to remember just a few things. Number one, I think that as believers, we need to regularly be reading our Bible, but we need to regularly be reading the life of Jesus Christ, but the sequence of events that led to his eventual death. So just be reminded of not only what he has done for us, but also be reminded of how he handled persecution, how he handled persecution, because he is our example of not only how to live, but he is also an example of how to handle difficulty. When we are laboring for his name's sake, when we're standing for the truth, for his name's sake, when we're surrounded by those various things that could come against us because we represent him. And just remember that in the midst of all of that, no matter what happens, God is with us. Jesus is with us. And we can be confident and know that we do not labor in vain, but we labor for the truth. And we will be rewarded for our efforts when the time for us comes to stand before him and his glory and his majesty. And amen, amen, and amen.
And amen. Well, Jason, one of the things that I will say tonight, you had a statement and you spoke eloquently about God. Is there any closing words that you can say to somebody who's listening and needs to hear more of a word?
Amen.
Jason?
Amen. What I would say is that God loves us. Jesus loves us. You know, the Bible tells us that God knew what he wanted to do with all of us before we were formed in the womb. And God loves us dearly. And he loves us so much that he sent his only son that we not only have eternal life, but he is our example of how to live. And there are times along the way that we desire to be committed, we desire to walk this straight up, but we get it wrong sometimes. Sometimes we feel like we just cannot measure up. We don't have within us to do what God is asking us to do. But I say to you to stay at it, stay committed, and also remember that if we feel like you don't have it within you to do what God is asking you to do, then that's great news because God is not asking something within your own personal self and your own life to do anything for him. But through you, if you just let the Holy Spirit have his way, God will do in your life what he purposed for you to do. And the goal of every believer at the end of the day is when we stand before the Father, we stand before Jesus Christ, When he looks on us, he can say to us, well done, good and faithful servant. That's what we're all striving for. And amen, and then those are my last words for the evening. Amen.
Well, praise, Jason, may God bless you and may God keep you and keep us in prayer. We do likewise. Amen?
Amen. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, let's see. We got another young man coming on named Reverend Dr. Newsom. He's coming on. And I want you to give God the glory for what God is doing to everybody that's coming on the radio station tonight. And I will ask you to listen to them because I'm opening lines up in about 30 minutes. But hear what he got to say because that's the mission we need to talk to the nation tonight. God bless them. Open up. Dr. Newsom, are you there?
How are you doing, Dr. Hunt?
I'm blessed. How
are
you doing?
Oh, it's a wonderful day. Wonderful day. I tell you, God, he's so wonderful. He is so wonderful.
So wonderful.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen. 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 Well, Dr.
Amen.
Hunt, you got a on your hand tonight. Tell us the Lord what the Lord has told you to tell us. Amen.
All right, all right. I'll be happy to do that. Well, tonight we're going to be coming out of the book of Psalm 91, and I'll be reading verses 14 through 16, and then I'll give you the topic. The scripture says, but he hath set his love upon me. This is the psalmist. The psalmist, he set his love upon Yahweh, upon the only true living God. Because he hath set his love upon me, God says, therefore will I deliver him. I'll deliver him. I will set him on high. Those are some good things to happen to you right there. Every now and then, each and every one of us, we're going to need some deliverance somewhere in our life. The reason is because we're not perfect. We're not perfect. And so sometimes we need deliverance. We need God to intervene and to give us a helping hand. The scripture says, because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. It doesn't come free. Deliverance just don't drop in your lap. I will set him on high. Elevation. God's talking about elevation here. He's saying, because the psalmist have set his love upon me, I'm going to deliver him. I'm going to set him on high. And we all know that God is no respecter of persons. The same thing God did here for the psalmist, God will do for you, those who are listening all around the world. The same thing, that's why God has this, that's why he has it in his word here. That's why he's letting us hear this word tonight. He wants you to know that the same thing he did for the psalmist, he delivered him, he set him on high, he'll do the same for you, as long as we do the same thing that the psalmist did. Now he goes on to say right here, because he hath known my name, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Now, that word honor right there in the Hebrew, it means to magnify, to magnify. In one scripture, God says over in Samuel, God says, if you honor me, I'll honor you. That word honor means to magnify, to make big, to blow you up, to promote you. God says right here, he says, because he hath known my name, he shall call upon me, I will answer him, I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Look at verse 16. With long life will I satisfy him. God will let you live until you're satisfied. It didn't say with long life, I will give him long life to satisfy me. That's not what God says. No, God says with long life I will satisfy him. You see, God wants to satisfy you and I. He wants to satisfy us with long life. With long life. Genesis 6:3, God says, man's days shall be 120 years. Right there in that scripture in Genesis 6:3, God is talking about the lifespan of a man, 120 years. You see, your body has the capability to be on this earth to live for 120 years. But, see, it's not just going to happen. There's things that we have to do. For this to happen, there's things that we have to do. He says, with long life will I satisfy him, that's you and I, and show him my salvation. Now, I like that. That word salvation, it not only means eternal life, but it means prosper. It means prosperity. God will not only give you eternal life, but he'll give you prosperity. But there are some things that we have to do to get it. So the word God gave me to give you tonight is how to get it. How to get what, Dr. Newsom? How to get deliverance when you need deliverance. How to get set on high. That's promotion. You know, promotion don't come from the north, south, the scripture says, from the north, south, east, or west, but promotion comes from the Lord. But see, it's not just going to drop in your lap. There's something we got to do to get it. So that's the word God gave me for you tonight, because most of us want deliverance when we need it. Most of us want promotion. Isn't that right, Dr. Hunter? Most of us want to be elevated in life. We want promotion to take place in our life. When we call on him, we want to be answered. We want God to be with us in trouble. Jesus said, in this world, there'll be tribulation. He said, but be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. For I have overcome the world. See, in this world, we will go have tribulation. We will experience trouble. But the good news is that God will be with us in trouble. Psalm 46, verse 1 says that he's a very present help in the time of trouble. So there are some things we have to do, though. There are some things we have to do for God to deliver us, for us to be promoted, for God to answer us, for God to be with us in trouble. And also, he says, I want to honor you. I want to honor you. I want to magnify you. That word honor in the Hebrew, it means to magnify. It's like when you put a magnifying glass over something that's small, what happens? Whatever you put the magnifying glass over, it makes that small, whatever small, it makes it bigger. Well, God says, I want to blow you up. I want to make you big, but it's not just going to drop in your lap. There are some things you're going to have to do. And then the sixth point, he says, I want to satisfy you with long life. You know, God wants us to live a long time. God is always talking about, I want to prolong your life on earth. As the days and as I want you to have life as the days in heaven. I want to prolong your life. He's always talking about I want to multiply your life, multiply your days. You know what? God just don't want us to be blessed one day and then die the next day. God wants us to enjoy life. He wants us to enjoy the Zoe life, the God kind of life. God wants us, if you look throughout Bible history, I tell you, God bless David. God bless Solomon. God bless Moses. I tell you, God made Abraham wealthy. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He wants us to be wealthy. He wants us to have abundance so that we can be blessed, our families can be blessed, and so that we can be a blessing to others. There's things that he wants us to do in the kingdom of God, and in our time, it takes money. Back in ancient days, it cost money to run a city. It's the same today. It costs money to build the kingdom of God, to get things done. It still takes money. God wants us to have plenty. God wants us to live first class. Now let's go to the word here. He wants us to have deliverance. Psalm 34:19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. You see, God still delivers. But according to the scripture here, the psalmist did three things, and I'll hit on that. He did three things to cause God to give him deliverance. He did three things to cause God to set him on high. God wants us on high. I know that's some good news to someone this evening. God wants us to be set on high. And I tell you, he can do it. There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing impossible for God. He can do it. There's only three things that I know that God can't do. He can't lie, he can't die, and he can't fail. I tell you, there's nothing too hard for God. He wants to deliver you. He wants to set you on high. Look at Psalm 18, verse 31 through 33. Listen to what it says. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girded me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places. You see, God wants to set you on high. And he not only wants you to be promoted, he wants to give you the ability to stay elevated. Once he places you up there, he wants you to stay up there. He don't want to promote you and then you fall the next day. Isn't God wonderful? He's so wonderful. He wants to set you on high and then give you the ability to stay there. He wants to bless your socks off. He wants to bless you in a big way indeed. And then he wants to give you the ability to stay there. I like watching programs about animals and, you know, like the Wild Kingdom and, you know, those animal programs that come on TV. And I've watched those mountain goats. Those mountain goats are able to maneuver and to move around high on top of mountaintops. And they're steady. They're steady. And I tell you, they're balanced. And they can run and jump and on top of the mountaintop, on a rock. They can just be real steady and sturdy and not fall off of the mountaintop. Well, God says, I want to make your feet like that. I want to make your feet like hinds' feet. In other words, when I place you up high, when I elevate you and promote you, I'm going to give you the ability to stay elevated, to keep your promotion. I'm going to give you the ability. You know, we see so many people today, they get raised up, but then they fall. We hear about so many people, even in the ministry, they fall. But see, God, he wants to raise us up if we do what he say, and he wants to keep us up there. Now, he not only wants to do that, he wants to answer us when we call. We know Jeremiah 33:3. He said, call upon me and I'll answer you and I'll show you great and mighty things that you know not of. He wants to answer us. He wants to deliver us. He wants to set us on high. He wants to be with us in trouble. He wants to be with us in trouble. He wants to honor us, and he wants to satisfy us with long life. But we got to know how to get it. It doesn't automatically happen. It's not going to automatically happen. There's something we're going to have to do to get it. There's three things, if we look at Psalm 91, there's three things that the psalmist did for him to get delivered, for him to get, set on high, for him to be answered when he called God, for God to be with him in trouble, for God to honor him, for God to satisfy him with long life. There's three things that the psalmist did. Number one, let's look at what the psalmist did. If we do what the psalmist did, we'll get what the psalmist got. Why? Because God has already told us in the New Testament that he's no respecter of persons. What he's done for one, he'll do for the other if we do what that person did. What he's done for one, he'll do for another if we do what that person did. Now, let's look and see what he did. Number one, let's look at number one. Look what he did. He set his love upon him. The psalmist set his love upon him. Look at Psalm 91:14. Psalm 91:14 says, the scripture says, because he had set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high. See, all those things were done for the psalmist because he set his love upon Yahweh. He set his love upon the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The psalmist set his love upon him. Now, we need to take a look at that word set to know better understand what does it mean to set our love upon God, to set our love upon Yahweh. Number, that word set in the Hebrew is chashak, chashak, and it means to delight in. God wants us to delight in him. And that Hebrew word delight means to become pliable in the hands of God, to become pliable in the hands of God, like putty, like clay. God wants us to become like clay in the hands of God, of him. In other words, God wants us to allow him to make of us what he wants us to make, what he wants us to be. Let me say that again. God wants us to delight in him. That Hebrew word delight means to become pliable. Become pliable in the hands of God. Yahweh wants to make of us a certain, he wants to make us a certain way, and he wants us to allow him to do it. One scripture says, it's hard to kick against the prick. In other words, we shouldn't try to fight God in what he's trying to make of us. Let God. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God that he may lift you up, raise you up in due season at a set time. You've got to be pliable in the hands of God. So, chashak, it means to set. It means to set. The psalmist, he set his love upon Yahweh. It means to cling to. It means to cling to. We need to cling to God. It means to love. It means to be attached to. To be attached to. We shouldn't be looking to leave God. We shouldn't be looking to buck God. No, give in and surrender to him. That's setting our love upon him. Show me, God said. Show me. He wants us to put some hustle with that muscle. In other words, put some action to your love. If you love him, then you'll let him make of you what he wants to make of you. If you love him, you'll cling to him. You'll be with him in the good times, and when things get hard, you'll still be attached to him. And so, number one, we see that the psalmist, he set his love upon Yahweh. And because of that, since he did that, God delivered him. God promoted him. God answered him. God was with him in trouble. God, he honored him. God satisfied him with long life. Good God Almighty. We're talking about how to get that. All that what I just read off, how to get it. How to get promoted. How to be delivered. Delivered by God, by Yahweh. Number one, we've got to set our love upon him. Chashak. Chashak. I love the Hebrew language. Chashak. The Old Testament. Our first scriptures were written in Hebrew. I love the Hebrew language. To set your love upon him, chashak. It means to delight in, to cling to love, to be attached to. Number two, what did the psalmist do to get all this? What did he do to get it? What did he do? Number two, he knew his name. You've got to know his name. I said, okay, God, know his name. His name is Yahweh. Yeah, it's good that you know his name is Yahweh, but you see, that's why we need to dig. We need to dig. We need to search the scriptures, learn what's being said in Hebrew. It don't just mean to just know God's name. We know his name is Yahweh, but let's take a look at what it means to know his name. First of all, look at it in the scripture, Psalm 91, verse 14. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath, here it is, known my name. That word known in the Hebrew word is yada. 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 What I've yada. Learned about the Hebrew language, some of the words, they sound the same. There is another yada, but that's praising God. This is a different yada. The other yada is when it's praise. It's when we're praising God. But I'm not talking about that yada. This yada right here means to recognize when Yahweh has done something good for you, to recognize when Yahweh has done something good for you. You have people going around sometimes just complaining, talking about what they don't have and talking about what they want. But God wants us sometimes, he wants us to yada. That's the Hebrew word, yada. And it means to recognize what he's doing for us right now. Recognize the things that he's done in your life. Reflect on the good things that he's doing and have done in your life. That's yada. So that know his name right here in this scripture means to yada. It means to reflect on the goodness of God in your life. We need to take time out throughout our day to reflect on the good things that God has done for us. And that word in Hebrew is yada. This is what it means to know his name, to know his name, to recognize when he's done something for you, to announce it to others. God did this for me. It means to announce, to announce. Recognize yourself when he's done something for you and announce it right back to him. God, I recognize that you're the one that gave me this promotion on my job. Yahweh, I recognize that you're the one that heals my body. Sure, the doctors gave me the medicine, but you're the one that gave me healing in my body. I recognize, God, that you were the one who had someone come by my house and bring me some groceries. See, we need to take time out to yada, and that means to recognize when God has done something good for me. And see, that's what the psalmist did, and when the psalmist did that, then God delivered him. God set him on high. God answered him when he called upon him. God was with him in trouble. God honored him, magnified him, blew him up, made him big, and God satisfied him with long life. Why? Because, number one, the psalmist set his love upon Yahweh. Number two, God, the psalmist knew his name. We've got to know his name. To know his name, the Hebrew word is yada, and it means we take time out throughout our day to recognize what God has done in our life. I tell you, before I came to Houston, Texas, I was out on the streets back in 1995 in Austin, Texas. And I tell you, I was out there and I was selling drugs and doing things that I didn't have any business doing. And a guy walked up to me with a pistol at point blank range. He robbed me and then he tried to kill me. But God jammed the pistol so that the bullet wouldn't come out. And it gave me time enough to break loose and take off running, and then the shots went out. Ta-da! Ta-da! See, I recognize that God is the one that jammed that pistol. I recognize still today, and tears come up in my eyes sometimes, I recognize that it's the goodness of God. He's the one that jammed that pistol. See, God wants us to recognize. I came here in a stolen vehicle to sell it, to pick up drugs, and go back to Austin in 1996. I recognize that it's God who saved my life here. It's God who's made me a pastor here. It's God who's given me my wife here and five children born to me here. It's God. I thought I was running from God and doing dirty business, but God set me up. I had a Damascus Road experience, and God changed my life. And see, I still recognize that today, yada. I'm still recognizing yada. I'm recognizing it right now, yada. And I get happy all over again. But not only do I get happy, but it causes God to deliver me when I need deliverance. It causes God to set me on high, to bring promotion in my life. It causes God to answer me and to be with me in trouble. It causes God to honor me and satisfy me with long life. How to get these things? Number one, the psalmist, he set his love upon Yahweh. We need to set our love upon him. Chashak. Number two, yada. We need to know his name. We need to recognize when God has done something good for us. And number two, let's look at what the psalmist, number three, Let's look at what the psalmist did. Number three, and this is my final point. Number three, and let's look at Psalm 91, verse 15. It says, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. Good God Almighty. Woo! One scripture in the book of Psalms says, this poor man cried to the Lord. And that cried right there is the same Hebrew word. It's the same Hebrew word to call upon, and it's kara, kara. This poor man cried, he kara, kara. He cried up unto the Lord, and the Lord heard him, Psalm 34:6, and delivered him out of all his trouble. You see, I want to be able to get an answer. I want to be able to get an answer from God. And I want God to answer me and come to me when I call upon him. Kara, kara in the Hebrew is to call upon. Kara. And that's the psalmist called upon him. Now, that Hebrew word kara, it means to call out by name. To call out by name. It means naming the individual that you're calling on. Call him out. If you call Almighty God, Yahweh, Father. Father, you need to call him out. Yahweh. See, Yahweh separates him and from any other God, from any other false God. There's only one true living God, and that is Yahweh. And the psalmist here, he called upon him, Yahweh. Yahweh. And because
Yahweh,
that's his name.
Yahweh.
The letter is Jude Hey Vav Hey. Yahweh.
Amen.
See, I remember times before I got saved that I just said help, and he called. But see, when we know better, we ought to do what better.
Right.
We know his name. Let's use his name. You know what? I'll answer someone if they say, "Hey man, okay." But when they learn my name, if you know what, to show some respect, then they ought to what? Use my name.
Yes,
Yahweh.
Yes. Yahweh.
The saints of old,
Yahweh.
They use God Almighty's name. And his name is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Yahweh.
Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh.
Call him out by name.
Yes.
We're talking about how to get deliverance, how to get set on high, how to get God to answer you, how to get God to be with you in trouble, how to get God to honor you, how to get God to satisfy you with long life. What do you have to do? Number one, set your love upon him. Number two, know his name, Yada. Recognize, take time out throughout the day to reflect on all the goodness that Yahweh has done in your life. He wants us to do that. He wants us to take time out throughout our day to recognize and announce back to him what he's done in our life. That's called Yada. That's called knowing his name. And number three, call upon him. And when we call upon him, we know his name. Father's good.
Yes.
But his name is good also. Yahweh. Kara. Call upon him by name. Yahweh, I love you, Yahweh.
Yep.
Thank you, Yahweh. Call upon me. Yahweh, help, help, Yahweh. Look, know his name. Look at Jeremiah, and this is my last scripture. Yada, know his name. Recognize when he's done something for you. That's what Jeremiah did, and this is my final scripture. Look what Jeremiah did. I love Jeremiah. I love him, and I got 1 minute. Look what he did. Jeremiah chapter 9, and look at verse 23. Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. He yada. Look, he's doing yada. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Don't sit around bragging about your wisdom. Neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Don't sit around talking about you pulled yourself up by your own bootstrap. He said, let not the rich man glory in his riches. Don't be sitting around talking about you made yourself rich, but let him that glorieth or boasts glory in this, that they understand, and here it is, Yada knoweth me, know my name, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness and judgment and righteousness in the earth, For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Look at Jeremiah. Yada. That's what he's doing. He's recognizing how God has helped him. We didn't pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps. It's God who's raised us up this far. It's God who's brought us this far. And we need to take time out every day to recognize the goodness that he's done in our life. And that's called knowing his name. That's called Yada. How to get it, how to get deliverance from God, set on high, promoted by God, how to get God to answer you, how to get God to be with you in trouble, how to get God to honor you and satisfy you with long life. Number one, set your love upon him. Chasak. Set your love upon him. Delight in him. Cling to him. Love him. Be attached to him. Number two, know his name. Yada. Recognize when he's done something for you. Take time out throughout the day and reflect on the good things he's done for you. And number three, call upon him. Call him by name. And you'll get all this that we talked about tonight. Glory to God.
Amen. Glory to God. Well, I want you to hang on the line, Dr. Newsom. I'm going to go to the person who's on the line and all this and let them have a word to say.
All right. Glory to God.
Amen. Go ahead. Amen. 1641, go ahead and speak. You got a statement? Hello?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to thank Apostle Newsom for that great message, reminding us to call out the name of the Lord. Call his name. That's awesome. I'm so glad he enlightened us on calling on the name of the Lord. We always say, well, Lord, we this, we that, you know. We always wanting his blessing, and sometimes we need to call his name. We need to call the Lord's name, Yada. We need to let him know, Lord, we thank you for what you've already done in our life. Thank you for what you're about to do.
Amen.
We want to give God the glory for that. We don't give him enough glory. So I thank God for him refreshing us on that very, very message.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Well, what I want to do is I want to get another person who's been on here a long time. Let's see. All right. 6955, are you on the line? Hello?
Yes, I am.
Well, speak away.
I am. This is Carnita Smith, and I tell you, Dr. Newsom, you did a wonderful job just breaking that word down in order for it to be so meaningful to so many that may be listening tonight. And I tell you, when the word goes forth, it goes in, cutting in, and it cuts coming out. So I tell you, this was a convicting message this evening. And I just pray that somebody took delight in with what my brother in Christ has put out tonight. And I tell you, for us to set our eyes upon him, express the kind of love that we need to have for God the Father, who sits up high and looks down low, and how he wants to for us to know who he is and to know him like Paul said in Philippians 3:10. He just wanted to know God and to know who he was. And I love the way the Amplified translation explains that so beautifully Philippians 3:10. And I just wanted to take a moment to read that, but not only that, but to call upon him. It was just an amazing thing for us to do. He wants us to call upon him. He wants to bless us in so many ways, but we have our own selfish reasons for not calling upon his name. And it could be for a reason that I don't feel like I'm worthy enough to call upon God. For that matter, I don't even know if I know God to call upon God. And he wants us to know him. He wants us to draw into him. He wants us to just have that depth with him, a relationship with him. And that's what this is about. It's for us to know that I'm right here with you, daughter. I'm right here with you, son. I'm right here with you, brother. I'm right here with you, woman. I'm right here with you if you just call on my name like David.
Yeah.
And that is just the awesomeness of his power, is that we know that he loves us, but he won't force himself upon us. We have to want him.
Yeah.
And I just thank you so much for that beautiful word that went forth. And I just pray that somebody has received this message in Psalms 91, those few verses that just, it would move you to just extend your hand and say, Lord, here I am.
Yeah.
I need thee every hour.
Yeah.
Lord, I need thee. Amen.
Glory
to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hang on. All right. Got one coming to Nebbit on here. 6907. Are you there? 6907. Are you there? Okay. Let me go to another one. Here is an.
Oh, Dr. Hanna, do you hear me?
Go ahead. Yes.
Okay. Can you hear me? It's Sister Monica Hanson.
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yes, I listened to the doctor earlier and how he was speaking, giving that theology and everything about the finances that we need in the kingdom of God. And I do agree with that, but I really think that we as sold-out Christians need to pray for more wisdom. Because if we get the wisdom, just like Joseph had, then the money will come to us. Because a lot of times he does bless us with money, but we have a hole in our purse or a hole in our wallet. So therefore, he moves his finances around because in the book of Psalms 35:25, he delights in the prosperity of his servants. But when people return the gold and they worship it, it just is if he blesses us with money and he doesn't see what we have done with how many souls we have saved or what was the use of it in his kingdom, then it goes to the misuse of it. So, but when you preach the word of God, you're trying to save souls, you're never wasting God's money or anything. But I just think that we as Christians need to get together, stay together, and elevate our time praying for more wisdom with our finances and with our relationships and our spouses and our time.
Amen.
And I wanted to elaborate on that, but I just had to listen to his sermon. I was just so enlightened by it, and it was just so such a refreshing message.
Amen.
And I just want to say thank you.
You're welcome. Just stay on and listen. We'll be there with us for now. Hang in there.
Oh, I am.
Glory to God.
All right. Let's see here. We got one more to come on there. 8379, are you there?
Yes, hello? Sir. Yes, sir.
Speak to us. All right.
Hey,
up.
Dr. Hunter and all that are on the line. I thank God for the opportunity just to be here and to hear what I heard. And I thank God because Psalms 91, those last verses are very special to me. I have a son that was incarcerated quite a few times, and that's the verses that I gave him, that if he would set his love upon the Lord, that the Lord would do great things for him. But he would have to turn his attention and affection in another direction other than the way he was going. And so I bless his holy name today just for the opportunity to talk about the goodness of Jesus Christ and what he has done for me, for you, and for all that have accepted God's plan of salvation. And if you have, you are in the number that's going to be raptured up to meet the Lord. And so if you're in that position, I say hallelujah, praise the Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lamb that was slain for me. And so I believe in that wholeheartedly. And a lot of times when I'm teaching, a lot of people was, I can't understand it. Well, no, you cannot understand it. You must believe it and accept it by faith, that it is what it is and that God is who he say he is, and just give him all the glory and the honor. So all I can say to everybody out there, keep on keeping on. Keep on delivering the word of God. Don't stop. Don't get tired. And just keep on pressing on, because God has the blessing for you just for doing his work. If you put him first, everything else will line up. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
I want you to hang on. Don't leave us now. Hang on, okay?
Amen.
All right. That 8449, are you there? 8449, are you there? Dr. Newsom, are you still there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I'm still here.
Well, while everybody listening, I want to say this. Your lesson you taught tonight has been more identified with truth and understanding what God is doing.
Oh, glory.
I want you to come on tonight with me to let them know that I'm opening all the lines up. 2 years ago, 1 year ago, in the month of February, I asked God for a radio station. Didn't know where I was, who I was going to do it, and how I was going to do it. The present condition that I had was more relevant to me tonight than the teaching Yahweh. I don't know how it is. God made it possible. 1 year ago in the month of February, which was the second week of February last year, 2016, that I came, I put my footprint in the universe and said, God, I will follow you if you will lead me. I know some of you know me, but I'm here to tell you that God is gooder than what we think he is.
Amen.
So his word, and I can say this, one of the persons I know been knowing me for some time when I was in my condition, prayed with me, stayed with me, and I just have to say, God used this person to keep me in prayer. And when I couldn't get people to come talk to me, she was calling and praying with me and giving me that God loves you. If you read the scripture, study the scripture, pray the scripture. And all I can do is just like I'm talking to you now. But you can see what God has done.
Amen.
We have to help each other to get up. 3 years ago, I couldn't even say what I'm saying now. But God.
My God.
My God is an awesome God. And if somebody thinks that I'm going to be back on God, no, I'd rather go be the Lord than to give it all up. No. Huh? No, he's been too good. I'll just tell you, I've met a lot of people on the radio station, and it blesses me that I can bless you, because I love you. I know what God wants to do to us all. I'm not trying to be your ship, your master. I'm trying to be with you as a brother.
Amen.
I'm trying to be with you as a prayer warrior. I'm trying to help you, give what I can to you. And I say this to you, but I will say this to a lady out of Georgia. This lady came, God sent her directly to my house, and I'm speaking the truth of God. And she came with another lady to my house that knew me. And I said, oh, Lord, I said, you sent another woman to my house. Don't do this, Lord. Please don't do this. Don't do this, Lord. I said, come on, Lord. I said, come on, Lord, don't do this. God said, you better hear what she got to tell you.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I looked around for the voice. I couldn't hear, but I heard God. And you know what she began to tell me what God's going to do for me? And everything she prophesied 3.5 years ago, God is doing it right now. The prophet lives. The prophet lives.
Glory to God. Amen.
Amen. Come on.
Amen.
John. Amen. See,
amen.
Men, amen. See, men, let me tell you something. Don't put the women down. Stay in prayer with them. Stay with
them. That's right.
Because we are more or less, that is my mother. My mother told me, she said, a woman will hold on to that man, because a woman had to go through the pain. And I didn't know what y'all missed by saying that y'all had a child.
Amen.
Amen.
The heart is crying and moaning. Nobody loves you. Everybody thinks you're crazy. And then, you know, God is so good. God even gave me a word for my grandson. I told my daughter-in-law, I said, he'll be born before the 5th of February. She said, what? I said, yeah, he'll be born. But you know, he was born February the 3rd, 731, Houston time, a 7-pound boy named Brayson Dryson Hunter, the third generation, the seed of my seed.
Mm.
And as Dr. Newsom was teaching, I had to hold back the tears in my eyes what he was teaching about. Because when you trust God, God will search you out to say, can I put them on you? Put them on me, Lord. Come on. Come on. I want everybody to be patient with everybody. And have a word. I'm going to start from Georgia. The lady from Georgia is there. She want to speak. I want to honor her tonight. Is she here?
Amen.
Are
God
you
bless
here?
Dr. Hunter. I'm here.
Amen.
Amen.
I thank God for you.
Go ahead, sir.
No, you go ahead.
Amen. I just thank God, you know, for who he is. I take none of God's glory. He says, let your light shine so bright that man may see your good works, that our Father in heaven may be glorified.
Yes.
And I tell you, you say you were in tears. I am in tears just to know that my life, the life that I live is an example of how Christ has lived for us and what we supposed to reflect. We are a reflection in an image of our Lord and our Savior. So I thank God for that. But I also want to tell Dr. Newsom, because that was an awesome word, you know, and just the name of God, Yada. Just God says, bring me back in remembrance of my word.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And that's all I could think of when he was saying that, Yada, Yada, Yada. Reflection.
Yada.
We were made. We were created just to worship him, just to glorify his name. And it is important to know the names of God, because whatever situation that we may be in, we can call on that name of God, and he will answer. And that's all I could hear when I kept hearing him say, Yada, Yada. It's bringing, just speaking the name of God. He says, whatever you ask in my name, it shall be given.
Yada.
And unfortunately, a lot of times we have forgot to ask things in his name. We ask, we do ask, but we forget to ask in the Father's name. And if we ask in his name, and whatever we ask, and we bring him back in memories of it, I guarantee you, God will manifest it. He will show it. I'm telling you. And I heard the scripture quoted, many of the righteous affliction, but God delivered us out of all. It's nothing that God don't want to deliver us out of. We might be afflicted. We might get cut down, knocked down, stepped on, but God is the deliverer that will deliver us out of everything.
Yes.
Just remember to bring God back to his word, what he said. But watch him. He's a God that he shall not lie, nor a son of man, that he has to repent. So stand on the word. God, you said. Lord, you said.
You see.
And he has to do what he said. His word returns to him non-void.
That's right.
Not good.
The most important thing he says, without faith, it's impossible to believe him.
That's
and
right.
Those who first come to him must first believe that he is God.
Then
he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. We can't just seek God because we're going through something. This is a, we've been adopted in, and that's how we should be. We should be just as he adopted us in and grafted us in. We should be the same way with him. We should, he should always be habitation with us. Don't put God down and try to pick him back up. He's not that kind of God. You don't put your children down and try to pick them back up. And your parents don't put you down and try to pick you back up. You were born to, I was born to Eddie Lee Watson, and that's my father, and that's not going to change.
No.
That's the same thing. We've been born of Christ Jesus, I mean, our Heavenly Father, and he's not going to put us down. So let's stop putting him down.
Amen.
Stay connected to the vine. Stay connected. Because I'm telling you, I know without a shadow of a doubt that a lot of people ain't even saying the things that they are going through, the hardship that they're enduring right now. But he says, endure hardship as a good soldier. After you suffer with him, you shall reign with him. This too shall pass. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. Begin to celebrate. Celebrate the things that Christ Jesus has already done. Keep your eye on the prize. Don't look at the circumstance nor the situation. Keep your eye on the prize. The reward is great. Amen.
Amen. Well, you know, one of the things I want to say tonight, while I have y'all on, this is my anniversary and y'all's anniversary, because through the faith that I've taken, faith coming by hearing, the more we talk about Yahweh, the more we're going to praise him, the more we're going to love him, the more we're going to submit to him.
Thank you, Yahweh.
So, I want to go to the lady in Hempstead, Texas right now. Go ahead, Hempstead. Amen. Go ahead, sister. Doctor? Dr. McClendon, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Doctor?
I'm here.
All right, I'm leaving you. I'm giving you a word to say on there. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just want to thank Pastor Newsom again for that great message. It's just a reminder. Refresher for us that we should seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those things will be added. As I was speaking to a friend of mine the other day, I was telling him a lot of people are looking for houses, cars, and so forth and so on. But if we seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he'll just throw all that in.
Yeah.
All of that. I mean, you know, all of that will be ours. We don't have to wrestle for it. But, you know, God has done so many great things for us in our life, as the apostle was saying about when Austin, Texas, so many things that he has gone through that the Lord protected him from. God will do those things for us, and he has done them. Sometimes, even when we don't know he's doing it, he has done it for us in our life. I've been in 12 wrecks and didn't get a scar. And I know that's nobody but God. Nobody but God to be in 12 wrecks and still standing, still not a limb broken. And that's for God. Nobody but God. So I want to say Yah God as much as I can. And say Yah God as much as I can. Give him all the glory constantly and daily. I want to tell others about him as well, that they may know the goodness of God. They can taste and see that God is good, as we have. You know, we want them to taste what we have tasted, because feasting at his table is good. So I just want to thank him again for the reminder and thank him for that great message on tonight.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Okay. I've got a lady from 8449. Are you still here? 8449, are you still here? Okay. 5415. Are you here? Dr. Newsom?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Dr.
Hunter. You don't even know your own 5415.
Yeah,
I
would say, I said, well, that's my sound like my number. Go ahead, you go.
Well, hold on. Okay, 6959, are you still there?
Yes, I still am.
All right. Rose, you want to go ahead and give us a review?
I wanted to read that verse in Philippians 3:10 now, and I just love the way it reads in the Amplified translation, and it says this, Philippians 3:10, for those who want to know God. This is what Paul tells us. It says, for my determined purpose is that I may know him, that I may progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with him, perceiving and recognizing and understanding the wonders of his person more strongly and more clearly, and that I may in that same way come to know the power outflowing from his resurrection, which it exerts over believers, and that I may so share his suffering as to be continually transformed in spirit into his likeness, even to his death in the hope. That is for my determined purpose, that I may know him. I pray that those that are listening out there, whomever he or she is, I pray that they have a yearning in their heart and a desire in their soul, deep down to their spirit, that they would run to him, just as Nicodemus, I believe, came to Jesus and said, "How can I be born again? Must I go back into my mother's womb? How can that be? How can that be?" No, you just fall on your knees and cry out to him that you want to be saved, that you want to be a part of his family, that you want to be a child of God, and watch him move in your life. And that is the message, that you become a child of God. And I tell you, when you do, blessings just come. The windows of heaven will be opened up, good measure, pressed down, and shaken together according to his will. I tell you, I'm excited about his word. I'm excited about my family, my brothers and sisters in Christ who are ministering the word of God tonight. It's just a good banquet table that we have received. This is some good food.
Glory to God.
And I just thank God for the manna that just comes.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Yahweh.
Y'all still on that? Hang on to the bus. I'm not through yet, because y'all hang in there. Got 6907. Are you there? 6907. The last four numbers of your phone. You want to talk to us or not? Well, I just do it this way. Well, while everybody's listening, I want to say this. Tonight in America, we have to take the rod of righteousness and take Yahweh's name and take it to the people.
Yes.
It's time for us to take it like he told us to take it. And I'm saying this to you so you will listen. Some have dropped and will listen. But in the month of March, I'm telling you what we're getting ready to do. We're getting ready to put us on YouTube. We're going to put us on Ustream. We're going to put us on, Unigram? Instagram. In other words, every social media that I have, that I got a brother coming out of Louisiana who's going to line this stuff up for me and show
Glory.
Me exactly what God wanted to be done.
Glory
and
to
then,
God.
In addition to that, hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
In addition to that, Yahweh, yeah.
Yahweh, thank you.
Someone has said to you, Yahweh has said to me, I will if you want to. Well, I said, I want to. I can see y'all waving your hand in the spirit right there. Because as I'm looking on this screen right now in front of me on this big screen I got up for the computer, I'm going to be able to see you as you're speaking on the air if you want to be seen as you're speaking on there. Because the time has come, identification.
Yes.
Somebody can say, oh, I've heard Carnesia. I know her, yeah. I know that woman, yeah. I know the woman in Georgia. because the time has come. Jesus asked the question, who do you see? He said, I am he. I'm him. I'm a son of God. And we are sons of God.
Yes.
To let the people know in America. Because now our country is in a wild, wild fire. We got, and I just have to say it to you, we got more men don't know if they're loving women. We got women don't know if they're loving men. See, but the Bible is being fulfilled. We have to stay on the call of God. A 24/7 of what I call it. God said, there's a knock at your door. When you don't hear a knock, you go, are you there? I'm here, Lord. He said, I want you to go next door and tell the person to leave the house because they're going to blow up. If you do what God says, you've done your job.
Yes.
But God has brought me such understanding, and I know all of you that are listening to me tonight as a great ministry. But I thank God for the ability to be able to stand here and say to us tonight, what God is raising up, it's not about Willie Hunter. When I called a lady over there in Hempstead, didn't know her from who shot Johnny what. But she said, God, and I've been praying for me to do this. I almost got the phone. See, God can answer you so speedily.
Yeah.
But it's not like you'll ever get there when you get on time. See, I will say this, and I will say this, because I want to see that our people of God, come to a level. We got to do it. Now, when I look at Cornelius, 8 to 10 years ago, I met her, and all of a sudden, God put her back in my spirit. I said, why, Lord? He said, I got a work for her to do. God is using her to do a great work.
Amen.
Why is he doing it? It ain't some work I can't do, but God can use you. And the best way I can say to you, the best way to get it out is spread it through the gospel. Now, hear this. We are listening around the world.
Mm-hmm.
We are listening around the world. And next week I'm going to give you a new thing. You can call me and I can call you. We can talk to each other individually. I can put 12 of y'all on the line one time. We can talk. Is that not God?
That's God.
That's God. That's Elohim. That's him. That's him. From the beginning to the end, I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
From the beginning to the end, I saw it. Ain't nothing new going to happen in America. Ain't nothing new going to happen. But what we can do is get it right. And you know what? My son held his son in my hands and saw me holding my son in his hand. I just felt so much joy. My wife said, are you all right? Baby, I don't have a word to say. Let me do this. Sit and just say, praise God. Praise God. That's all I can say. Because God has been so good to Willie J. Hunter. God has been so good. I don't look for people to help me out. I look for God to help me out. Because I know who will answer.
Amen.
I know who will answer.
Yeah.
I know who will answer. And here all of a sudden when God told me his brother Tony Gill, told me, well, I get you blog talk with you. He said, da la 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 la. I said, okay. I didn't know it was going to be this much involved. Let me tell you something. When you work for God, that was a labor that must be done by you.
Yeah.
You have to labor with love, with patience, with ability.
Yes.
Because God is holding us accountable. And we got over 1,500 people a night on the radio listening around the world. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, but I don't want to get so until each one on the radio with me, the time you're on, your time will solidify the fact for 24/7. They can say that's KASK Radio. That's Keep It Acquired Scripture Knowledge. Before, the first thing that you keep saying, Yahweh, Yahweh. I love you.
Hallelujah.
From the rising of the sun to the setting
yeah.
of it. And I want you to know tonight is a great night in America.
Yeah.
Not only because what God has done, but see, God says he's going to do it. See, you
yeah.
y'all care what nobody say. See, God has a way, he is, he does. God has a way of letting the bird feed you. He made a crow feed a man of God. See, God uses us
yeah.
in our different positions and places.
Yeah.
Everybody can't be us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everybody can't be us, Joshua. Hallelujah. Everybody can't be us, Abraham. But you can have the faith that he had.
Yes.
And do, one thing I was telling somebody, I said, look, the worst man, I've studied this man so until this man is under my knees, not to him, but to God. The Apostle Paul, Saul said, I once knew a man 15 years ago. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wow. But you know what he said, I fought the good fight. I've kept the faith.
Yeah. yeah.
I owe no man nothing. And that's what I'm trying to say to us. We don't want to owe no man nothing but love.
That's it.
Don't want nothing but love. See, love keeps us moving forward. It takes us to reign. Yes, Lord. The more we let God's anointing flow upon us, the more the enemy has to leave us alone. See, the devil's going to come to the day we get to get crossover. So don't be afraid to fight. But you're going to fight in the faith factor. You're going to put the word of God on. See, and God says in Psalm 91, in verses 18 19, he said, I've given his angels charge to watch over us.
Yes.
His angels charge to watch over us.
Yes.
Oof. Now, who's going to come against God's angels when the devil got up there and thought he was going to go chastise God? God said, Bip, you take my footstool. And I'll show you who I am. And on him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And see, you have to understand how your brother feels tonight to my sisters and to my brothers. I am so grateful to you to what you have done with me, for me, and stood with me in the time that I've had. And all I can say to you, if you stay with what God is doing, the plane is getting so big, he had enough room for me to sit down my own self because my faith is just filling it up. And I want you to know, now that what the lady said about her son, to me, that's a great move of God. Every woman should be concerned about her son. Every woman should be concerned about her daughter because we're living in that time and day where we have to stand before God. Oh, I want to say this while it was on me. Skype, I don't know if you get Skype. I'm going to make sure you get the Skype free. You might get it free, but I'm going to show you how to get it up so we can talk. It can be on there. But see, the thing that God has shown me, it's just time for this thing to explode. Time.
Amen.
The president will have to hear what we got to say. He's going to call us. Stay down there in Houston, Chicago. What are y'all down there doing, Georgia? What are y'all down there doing? We're praying for you. You do it. Get it. Next thing you know, there will be a big airplane come pick you up to bring you to Washington, D.C. Why? Because
amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, the prophet told me, I ain't coming over there. He said, tell me to come over here. And see, he said, well, all over who I am, I got to go to that stinky water? No. Sometimes people can get lifted up above themselves and think they're somebody. I'm going to tell you, Willie Hunt is nothing. But with God, I am somebody. With Elohim, I am somebody. Because I know who I serve. I know what I declare his word says. I declare his word says. I declare his word says. I declare his word says I'm righteous.
I declare, declare, declare. I make a declaration for God. And you know what? God has made it so possible. All I can do is say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to do this. It's all right with y'all. I want to.
Hallelujah.
We want to start a prayer line. Somebody out there needs to hear us praying. Somebody needs a prayer out there.
Yes.
And I don't care who it is, we'll start praying. You can start praying because the time has come. Somebody needs to hear what God has to say. You're going to cover one person pray. You come in because the time has come. This is a blessing I have to give to you. So mm-hmm. Who wants to start? The line is wide open. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I got 10 lines that are wide open. I don't know if somebody's going to come in, but if anybody wants to start praying, whatever the desire of your heart is, if it's not, don't even pray. Pray for somebody. Somebody you know needs your prayer. Somebody you mm-hmm. talk with today needs your prayer. Somebody you woke up this morning needs your prayer. Somebody right now needs your prayer. I'll be the first day I need your prayer. Pray for me, and I pray for you. The lines are wide open. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God, to your holy name. Dear Heavenly Father God, we come to you under the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father God, for waking us up this morning, for our roof over our head, for our health and our strength. We're not in jail. We're not in prison. We got, Father God, our own two arms. We got our own two legs, Father God. We're not in the hospital laying on our backs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God, for the souls out there, Father God. Give us the wisdom, Father God, to capture the souls of your kingdom, Jesus. We all are fighting against flesh, Father God. Give us your self-control, your character, your class, your discernment, your integrity, Father God. Underneath your blood, Jesus, and in the name of Jesus, teach us how to drown the pharaohs in our lives. Teach us how to be a blessing to ourselves. Underneath your blood, Jesus, your grace, your mercy, your healing, your forgiveness. Sold out Christians, Father God. The wrong people in our lives, and the wrong people out of our lives. Be in the walking Bible. A 180, Jesus. A 180 in our lives, Jesus Christ. Drown the three sixes. Drown the butts. Drown the licks. Underneath your blood, Jesus, and in the name of Jesus. Well, the devil meant for evil. Turn it around for our good. A 24 carat of future. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God, to your holy name. Obedience and wisdom. A sold out Christian. A sold out Christian. Underneath your blood, Jesus. Discipline. Discipline in the Holy Bible. Discipline in the Holy Ghost. Discipline in the Holy Spirit. Elevate us in your Holy Bible. Elevate us in your Holy Ghost. Elevate us in your Holy Spirit. A participator. I participate in the church house, Father God. Purge us in your Holy Bible. Purge us in your Holy Ghost. Purge us in your Holy Spirit. From the top of our heads down to the soles of our feet. Let no evil rise up against us in your name, Jesus. Enlarge our territory spiritually. Hallelujah, Father God. And amen and amen.
Amen. Somebody else.
Father God, I just exalt your name. I just thank you for all that you've done, all that you're about to do in the lives of those that are listening tonight, Father God, right now at this very sound of my voice, Father God, as the word and the worship goes forth, Father God, as we exalt you on high, Father God, I just come right now knowing that somebody who's listening out there right now needs to come to know you in the pardoning of their sins, Father God. Whoever that brother is, whoever that sister is, Father God, they're hurting right now. You know who they are, dear Lord. Move in a mighty way is my prayer, Father God, that their hearts receive you, that their ears are attentive to you, that they lift up hands to you as a offering of worship and praise, as a sweet aroma to your nostrils, Lord God, that you see the messed up thing that is in their body right now, Father God, that's in their hearts right now. Somebody has a weapon right now that may be doing something that they shouldn't be doing right now, Lord. I pray that they would just drop that weapon, Father God, whatever it is, dear Lord, that they would just surrender to you, Father God, and draw into you, that they would rest in your bosom right now, dear Lord, that they would say, Lord, please, take me, come into my heart, set up residence in my heart. Father God, I want to follow you. I desire you. Father God, I hope that some young man or some young woman will just cry out to you, whatever may be in their lives right now, a mother who is hurting right now, a wife that doesn't know what to do, a husband who knows not what to do. Father God, I just ask that you move in a mighty way, that their hearts would receive you right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody doesn't know you tonight, Father God. Somebody wants to know you tonight. Father God, somebody is just weak to come to you, Lord, and I just ask that they would receive you right now, saying that they are a sinner, we are a sinner, Lord, that they surrender to you and cry out to your name, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Father God, receive them as one of yours. Clean them up with hyssop, Father God, from the inside out. Make them anew, dear Lord, that they would have a new walk and a new talk. Father God, a little dip in their hip, that they would just run crying out, I know a Savior and his name is Jesus. Father God, do a mighty work in them right now. I don't know who they are, but Lord, I cry out to you that you would just work a new thing in them, Father God, that they would be a brand new creature. In Jesus' name, I pray this prayer. Somebody receive him. Somebody cry out to him. Call upon his name. Ask him to come into your heart and forgive you for all that you've said. You didn't say something right today. You didn't act right today. Your show didn't think right today. So ask him to clean you up and ask him to be your Savior, that he would set up in your heart so that you can walk a new walk and talk a new talk and think with a renewed mind in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Tonight, thanking him for what he has done. I want to pray for the poor people and the young people. I want to pray for the young people that God will restore them and draw them to him because they have gone astray. I just pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you draw the children back to you, dear Lord God. I pray, Father, asking that you send your word out, dear Lord God, and may it capture the heart and the minds of the young people, dear Lord God. Lord, they have gone astray, Father, and I just pray and ask God for deliverance, healing, and setting them free, not only the young, but some of the elderly people as well. And, Father, I give glory to you and thanking you for answering whom we call. I believe it by faith in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Dr. Newsom?
Father, in the name of Yeshua, Yahweh, in the name of Yeshua, we just thank you. We love you. You're the only true living God, and there is no other God besides you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness. Father God, I just thank you for Dr. Hunter, Lord God. Father God, please continue to strengthen him, Lord God. Give him everything that he needs to continue the great work that you've begun in him, Lord God. I know you're going to complete it. You're bringing it to completion. Father God, in the name of Yeshua, bless him, bless his wife, bless his family, his children, his grandchildren. Bless him in the name of Yeshua, Lord God. Thank you for satisfying him with long life and divine health. I thank you that with your stripes he is healed. I thank you that his days will be 120 years. Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, according to Genesis 6:3, and Father God, all those who are on the line tonight, all the ministers, all the prophets, teachers, evangelists, pastors, everyone that's on the line tonight, Lord God, bless them and their whole entire household. Give them the desires of their hearts, Father God. Father God, bless them big time in the name of Yeshua. Continue to use them effectively, Lord God, to make disciples, to reach souls in the name of Yeshua. We just thank you, Father. We thank you, Yahweh. We thank you, Yahweh. You're the only true living God. There's no other God besides you. Bless them, Lord God. Fill them with joy. Fill them with great joy, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua. Let them get closer to you, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua. Bless them spiritually, physically, financially, socially, and in every area of their life, Lord God. And we thank you for all that you've done. We thank you that for all that you're doing. Father God, continue to open doors, Lord God, like never before. Continue to, Lord God, let them experience you in a way. Let us all experience you in a way that we haven't experienced you in before. In the name of Yeshua, we want to know you. We want to know you. We want to know you more, Lord God. We want to know you more. Let us learn a different dimension of you, Lord God. Let us see more of you. Let us see something that we've never seen before. In the name of Yeshua. And we thank you.
We thank you.
We thank you, Yahweh.
Thank you, Yahweh.
In Yeshua's name. Amen.
Shanda. Prophet Shanda.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we just bless your holy name, Father. We just thank you for who you are. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, Father God. Father God, I just want to lift the homeless up to you right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, especially the homeless children, Father God, that have to sleep outside, that have to sleep in a shelter, Father, that have to sleep in their car, Father God. God, you know, Father God, every circumstance and every situation, Father. For God, you said in your word, Father God, that you are the deliverer. You delivered them out of it all, Father. God, I just ask you right now, because you are the God of provision. And I just ask you, Father God, to make a way out of no way, Father, for your people, God, for the children, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. They are the next generation, Father God. And God, the things that they have to encounter as children, Father God, some adults can't even bear the things that they have to go through. So, Father, I just thank you for being that comforter. I just thank you for being that peace, God. God, I thank you right now, Father God, that you will rest upon the children throughout the land, throughout the world, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And that you would bring hope to a hopeless situation, God. Even the children, Father God, that's in sex slaves, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, deliver your children, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father God. God, and we just thank you right now. And we just bless your holy name, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. And Father, I also ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, for more compassion, God, more love, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Pour out your love and your compassion upon your people, God, because, Father, you loved us so much that you sent your only begotten Son that we all might be saved and none may perish, God. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, let us have that same kind of love. God, you said love in your word. Love covers a multitude, Father God. God, you saw no fault. You saw no wrong in us, God. And God, let us not be the ones, Father God, that will point the fingers, God. But let us be the one, Father God, day 4 and 11, that you gave some to be apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers, Father God, for the perfecting and the building of your church, Father God, of the saints, God. So, Father God, let us begin to build your people. Let us begin to encourage them. Let us begin to cultivate them, God, like never before in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Let us, Father God, take on everything that you have called us to, your attributes. You called us to be ambassadors for Christ. So, Father God, let us begin to reconcile your people back unto you, God. Reconcile
people back to their family members and loved ones, God. You got so many people, God, that don't even speak to their mamas and their fathers and their siblings, God. God, you know and you see all, Father. And God, I just ask you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, that you will begin to turn things around, Father God, for your kingdom and for your glory, Father God. God, that you will bring a release throughout this this world, Father God, that you will begin to restore your people like never before, God, in the name of Jesus. You are our hope. You are our joy. You are our peace. You are our salvation. You are our strength. You are our provider. You are our healer. You are our deliverer. And Father God, let us begin to look at you as all those things that you are in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just bless you for it. And we just thank you, Father God. God, encourage your people, God. Even, in places and things that seem hopeless or it seems no way out, Father God. But God, let people stop looking at the circumstances and the situations, God. But let them begin to look to you, which comes, our help coming from you. And Father God, we just thank you for doing it. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah to the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to your Lord. Hallelujah to your God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We lift your name up, Father. You say enter in your courts with praise and your gates with thanksgiving. And Father God, we just thank you. We just thank you. We magnify you. We exalt you, Lord Jesus. And God, you said with two or more, we're gathered in your name, you will be in the midst. And whatever we ask in the Father's name, it shall be given. And Father God, we decree and declare it to be so. And you said, wherever we decree your word, Father, you shall establish it, God. God, we thank you for the manifestation, Father God, for what you have already done, Father God. But God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, give your people, God, the strength to endure, Father God. And you said, those who endure, Father God, shall be saved, God. Oh God, oh God, give them endurance, Father God, and I thank you for doing it right now. You said, Father God, if we faint not in well-doing, we shall reap the good. And Father, we thank you, Father God, that we are in the season of reaping. We are in the season of receiving your goods, Father God. You said, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we pull down heaven tonight, Father God. Oh, all your riches, all your glory, all your power, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pull it down, Father God, because you said, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world, Father God. And God, we thank you that you have place all things under your feet, Father God, in this world and the world to come, God. And we just bless you, and we thank you for doing it right now. I thank you, Father, that we are overcomers, that we are more than conquerors, that we are triumphant in Christ Jesus, Father God. And God, I just thank you right now, Father God, that you will use us, Father God, for your kingdom and for your glory, Father God, that we will submit ourselves to your will and to your authority, Father God, to do the greater work that you have called us to do. Father, you said in your word, Father God, great works have you done, but greater works we must do, Father God. And God, let us submit to your will and to your authority, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You said, my people, which was called by my name, shall humble themselves, seek your face, turn from their wicked ways. Then you shall hear from heaven, and you shall heal the land. Oh, Father God, as you see, Father God, we need a healing throughout the land, Father God. So let the great intercessors, God, oh, God, let them come forth just like you intercede on the behalf of your people, God. Let them begin to intercede on the behalf of your people like never before, Father God. Oh, God, let it be a crying throughout the land, Father. And God, you said you are near to those who call upon your name, God. Let us begin to call your name, Jesus, Yada, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yahweh, in the name of Jehovah, in the name of El Shaddai, in the name of Elohim. Let us begin to call on you, Emmanuel. Let us begin to call on you, Everlasting Father. Let us begin to call on you, Prince of Peace. Let us begin to call on you, Wonderful Counselor. Let us begin to call on you, the Great I Am, like never before. You are King of Kings, and you are Lord of Lords, and we worship you, and we adore you, we magnify you, we lift your holy name up, Jesus, 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 Jesus. We need more, we need more of you, we need more of you, God. Oh God, take us deeper. You said deep Oh, we bless your holy name, Father God. Let us use every tool that you have given out to us, God. You gave us keys, Father God. Oh, God, the keys of David, God, to loose and bind, Father. And let us begin to loose and bind things like never before. Oh, God, even when you call letters, oh, God, out of the grave, you told those dead clothes to loose him. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, let us again like never before, God. Oh, God, to cause those things that are dead, God, oh, in our life, God. Oh, God, to come forth in the name of Jesus. You are the God of the living. Oh, God, and you came that we would have life and have it more abundantly. And, God, I bless you, and I thank you for doing it right now in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, oh, God, and we bless you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. It's in Jesus' holy name that we pray. Oh, God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, thank you. Hey, Arabashita, Arabahayiriyande. Ayabaha. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to your name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, thank you. It's about your kingdom. It's about your glory. We glorify you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 And Dr. Hunt, I want to pray. I got to pray for everyone that's stricken with cancer. Oh, God. Hey, God. Oh, Father. Hey, God. Hey, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Whoa. Sweet the land, Father. Oh, God, there's so many that's stricken with cancer, Father. And, God, they say, Father, that there's no cure, Father. Oh, God, but you have designed our bodies, Father. Oh, Father God, to heal itself, God. Oh, Lord Jesus, you are the antidote. Oh, and you said in your words, by your stripes, we were healed, Father. Oh, God, to everybody right now that's stricken with cancer throughout the land, throughout the world, throughout the nation. Oh, Father God, let them find their cure in you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, and I thank you right now because you are the answer. Oh, you said in your word, oh, God, hallelujah, that you are the truth, the way, and the life. And God, I ask you right now, Lord Jesus, that you would bring life right now to those, Father. Oh, God, that the doctors have given up on, Father. Oh, God, I thank you right now. You said in your word, let God be the truth and every man be a liar. Make the doctors out a liar, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, I speak miracles. I speak miracles. I release miracles, God, throughout the land, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, I thank you, God, for the great testimonies that will come forth, God. Oh, God, those who have stage 4 and 5 cancer, God, oh, God, that spread it throughout their bodies, God. Oh, God, you would do a new thing. You said, behold, I would do a new thing, and it shall spring forth, God. Let it spring forth, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, I see you turning around for your kingdom and for your glory. You said in your word, Father, we overcome through the blood of the Lamb and through the words of our testimony. Oh, Father God, I testify tonight, God. I was walking dead, God. That's what they called me, Father God. But God, oh God, you saw fit, Lord Jesus, to save my life. You saw fit, God, to keep me here, Father God. So God, I ask you, you're not a respecter of a person, God. I ask you, God, to do the same for these people, God, that's laying in their beds of affliction, Father God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that you will see fit, God, to keep them here, Father God, for the greater work, God. Oh, God, let not another die, Father, that don't know you, Father God. You said forbid one soul be lost, God. Oh, God, save their soul, God. Save their soul, God. Save them, Jesus. Save them, God. And God, I thank you for doing it in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And I bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. I seal this prayer. I seal it in the blood of Jesus. And I decree and declare it to be so. And I thank you for the manifestation in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Yes, Lord. Woo, yes, Lord. Hiya, yes, Lord. Hey, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Yahweh, Elohim, it is this particular night that we come before you. We come to you with thanksgiving in our heart tonight. We just come to say thank you for all that you have done for us this night, what you've done for us, to us, and through us, how you kept us, shown us the way that you would have us to be. We said thank you, Father. Holy Father, it is because of you who we are that we are who we are. You first said, you are the beginning from the end. I want to thank you this night for all that you have done this night, for keeping your hands upon the believers, for keeping your hands upon the people that have believed in you. And for this, I say thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come lifting our hands right now, praising you and thanking you for all the brothers and sisters that have come to be with us on this journey. I pray this night in the name of Jesus that, Father, you would touch broken hearts tonight. Somebody's heart is broken. Somebody needs to know you better. I pray that they will come to know you, Yeshua, and understand through Jesus Christ, our Lord, that they will know that he's the one. And we said, we call on him tonight. We call on tonight. We call on tonight like never before. There is no God like our God. Our God shall rise. Our God shall rise. Our God shall rise. And then, Holy Father, Elohim, as I call on you tonight, I thank you for all them who are in the position that we've come through while we are right now. That 39 stripes that you had on your body are for the healing of every disease and sickness that's against the body. And we declare and decree in the name of Jesus Christ, let it flow, 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 let it flow upon these bodies, individually and collectively. I want to thank you tonight for everything that you have done. I want to thank you for the love that you have shown us through your Son, Yeshua, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. He gave his life. He said, I come to give ransom that we might have a right to live in God. And Father, tonight we have a right to you. And we thank you tonight. We praise you tonight. We love you tonight. We adore you tonight. From the rising of the sun to the setting of it. And I'm asking you right now to blow out your full fire. Whenever the enemy, if the enemy comes, the sickness and disease comes, let the Holy Ghost be full of fire. For you said in the word, your word says, when John was preaching, he said, his shoes are not unworthy to unleash. But he who's coming, he's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, and with fire, and with fire.
and with fire, and with fire, and with fire, and with fire. Hallelujah. Somebody receive the fire in the name of Jesus. And then, Father, I pray for each president that has come and gone to the present time, every senator that's come and gone, to everyone that's up there as a legislator, I pray for them that they'll come to know that they have their cases right. I want to thank you from state to state, all 50 states, that we become ripped of ourselves and honoring before you, Yeshua, that we bow before you, we'll change the whole world. Moreover, Yeshua, we pray for Israel. For your word says, he that prays for Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. And we know you keep your eyes on Israel. We know that we have been created as one new creature. We are in Christ. We are in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. I thank you when the body was discombobulated. You reached down and raised me up. You brought me out of darkness. You brought me to where I am right now. You brought me. I have nothing but your love and your obedience, all I have for you. I pray for my sister. I pray for my brother. I pray for all who I know. I even pray for many who just crossed over to be on the other side with you. I pray this night, Father, that you will bless those who are hearing my voice. My voice that's quivering, but it's you in strength. It's you in desire. It's you in palpitation in the Bosikiria Sunday. In the name of Jesus, I pray tonight, Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, that you will raise a standard to the righteousness in Christ Jesus. I pray for the fivefold minister. I pray for the apostles. I pray for the prophets. I pray for the apostles. I pray for the teachers. I pray for the pastors. I pray for the evangelists. I pray that the fivefold will become more in tune with what they're doing and not taking a second row, but a first row. You have called us to the front line. And I thank you for hearing the lady who was in military service, those two women. I thank you for somebody here tonight. But Father, I just ask you tonight, somebody on the radio line is getting a miracle right now. Somebody, I'm speaking healing. A miracle is flowing to somebody right now. A healing and a miracle is flowing right now. Father, Yeshua, Yeshua, I call on you. Eli, Eli, I call on you tonight. Have mercy tonight. Have mercy. Somebody is on the prayer line there with us. And I want to thank you for everything you've done. And as we say this to you tonight, because you have made us to know there is no God like you but only one God. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, we want to praise you, want to love you, want to adore you, want to magnify your name. Let the fire, of the Holy Ghost fall upon every one of us. Let the fire, let the fire, let the fire consume us. Yeshua HaMashiach, let your fire consume us. 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 That we can reach out and touch. There's a blind man walking who can't see his way, but we can lead him. There was a man who was on the wheelchair. We can help him to get up. I'm asking you tonight, Yeshua. I know you have the right to give it to all of us for calling on your name tonight. Somebody somewhere desires to have a touch by you right now. Somebody somewhere. Touch right now.
Yes.
And we thank you for I thank you for everything you've done for me. I cry out for you. Yeshua. Elohim.
Thank you. Yeshua.
Don't leave us alone. Don't leave us in this world. But teach us to call upon your name because there's a better place. We know you have a better place for us. But you said with the disciples died when they died on the cross. And one said, Father, you remember me? Will you remember me? Will you remember me when you come into your kingdom? Will you remember me? Will you remember me? Lord, will you remember me? Lord, will you remember me? This day, I will be remembered in your kingdom. I want to thank you today. I'm not ready to die. I want to live to do your will. Yeah. I love you, Father.
Yes,
Father. Thank you for my wife. I pray for healing upon our bodies. I pray for understanding, better understanding.
Yes.
I pray that radio will be yours, move to another level that I can't even see, but it's coming in.
Yep. Yes.
Hello, him.
Yes.
Yara, in the name of Jesus. And I praise you, and I love you. I thank you for everything tonight. Yes, Lord. It's in your name. I said thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I love you.
We love you.
I love you.
I love you too.
Love you, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On this radio line.
Hallelujah.
It's moving. It's moving. It's moving.
Yeah.
If you stay faithful to the Lord is going to stay faithful to us.
Yeah.
Because what God is doing right now.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. God is feeding somebody right now. Amen.
Yeah.
Somebody right here in Houston. Somebody in Georgia. Somebody in New Jersey. Somebody in Oklahoma. Somebody.
Hallelujah.
Right now.
Hallelujah.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
And the reporter, right, I don't know who they were, but they were praying. But God, we were your son. And as we come before you,
yes,
from the rising sun to the setting of it, you promised us that you would give us angels to watch over us. You promised your word. Now you said in your word, they that call upon me shall be delivered. We call on you and you're going to deliver us.
Yes. Yes.
Your word, you said in your word, you said, have I not said to you that I will make you wealthy? You've given your wealth to us that we might bring your covenant to the earth realm. And we know we're heirs. We're not billionaires. We're heirs. Because you made us.
Yes.
And we thank you. We don't put a dollar value for what you're doing for us. It's a countless dollar. It's a countless value. But it's a value to show how much that you have done for us. I pray that you give me the language that I need to speak in Hebrew, that I can pray for you at least for 4 full hours in Hebrew tongue. I call on you. I believe you're going to do it for me. And I'm asking you right now in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach that you gave that man named One-Eyed Seymour, you gave him fire for a person. Their body was healed. You did something. I claim that same anointing to fall in this earth ring.
Hallelujah.
Hooksha. Fire.
Hallelujah.
Cross the mountain. In the name of Yeshua.
I love you, Yeshua.
Hallelujah. We're one jewel that we shine when we tell the world about you, Yeshua. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, you're so good to us.
Yes,
Lord.
On the rise.
Yes,
Father.
Yes, Father.
You're so good. You're so good to us, Father. Yeshua, you're so good to us. We love you for what you've done for us. We love you. Yes, we love you. Keep our eyes upon you. I will lift up my eyes from what's coming to heal. My hips come up to the Lord and make the heaven and earth. He will not let you slumber nor sleep. Behold, you will watch over me to the right and the left. And you will watch over me from that point to where I am. I call you Yeshua. Praise you, love you, adore you. I lift up my hands in tabernacle. I lift up my voice and shout, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to believe and say something that the angels can't say, but because I know they can't say it, because we can say it, we can say yare, yara, yara, yeda. Yeda soko, yelo. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name of Nazareth, I want to thank you for these women who took their time and patience for us standing in these last hours, regardless of how it looks. They're standing. They're standing in the good fight. Let them stand. We stand with them, Father. We come around them and we say, we're here with you. We're going to fight the fight of good faith. We have to put you down. We have to keep you inside. We're going to have to push you up higher. Pull us up when you get up higher. We'll pull you up higher when you get up
higher.
Yes, Father. Lambisota. Yeko so so kohosha. Lambo shande se ala da diota. Yes, Lord. We love you. We adore you. Omnify your name. I pray that you will bless the church, Emmanuel, through the Bible. You will bless the school. You will cause the fullness to flow on that church. And those of us on the board of directors will give us an understanding to know the fire is within you. The fire is on the outside. That when we touch and agree, fire will flow. Fire like never before. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yes.
Woo! Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you. Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you.
Nobody but you.
Nobody but you.
Hallelujah.
Nobody but you. When it was dark, he was right there. Nobody would. When I was under, you was right there. When I didn't have nothing, you was right there. And you were right. Thank you.
Yes.
We thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let somebody know, Father. I thank you. You said
thank
you would wipe the tears from my eyes, and you would put them in a bowl, and you'll keep them so you can show me, Father. I don't want to cry, but I love you so. My tears
thank
are for joy. What you've done for me, tears of joy. What you've done for the woman I've been with for 48 years. You blessed us and you kept us.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And for the, hallelujah, I thank you, Father. No enemy shall come near my dwelling place. For the Lord has given me charge, keep prayer, sit around my house. And no evil shall befall me. Because you're giving your angels charge. Angels, standing at the gate.
Amen.
Standing at the gate of the Lord. And I thank you, Father.
Thank
you, Father.
Thank
you. Thank you, Father. From the sound of my voice to the lowest hell of my voice. Bless tonight. Somebody is financial blessing. Somebody got something to give it away. Somebody on the line give us some financial blessing. I don't know who it is, Father, but you know. You can have an angel to come up and put it in our hands. You've done it for me before. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. You sure? Sure? We need a brother that needs to have property so he can build his church better than it is right now. And we ask you right now, but you sure that you will let that land fall into left right now. In the name of Yeshua.
Yes, in the name of Yeshua. Thank you.
in the name. And somebody, someone, yes, Lord. It ain't about what I was, but you're going to do for us, Father.
Yes, Father.
I thank you for all the names that I have down there listed. I thank you, Father.
Thank you
for being a mercy. And you said you would have mercy upon us and show mercy. Let us not look as a man, as a black man, a white man, a poor man, a man. Let us see a M-A-N. Let us see God being God.
Yeah.
We love you,
yes,
Father.
Yes,
in the name of Yeshua, HaMashiach, I say thank you.
Thank you.
And you know what I say again? I love you. Until next time, the Lord bless you and keep y'all. Shalom. Peace be with you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Glory.
Blessings to everyone. Have a good night. Love you guys.
Love you.
You still there?
God bless everyone.
God bless you.
Good night.
Good night.